Things in America are constantly changing, some for the good, some for the bad. But there is one thing that will never, ever change. The fact that America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. A busy hour ahead. Stay with us. We will talk about Kickstarter. You know what that is. If someone has a crazy dream, well, it may not be crazy to them, and they need funding to get this idea going. I don't know. Maybe they want to make an independent film in their basement. Maybe they want to open up that lemonade stand they never really saw when they were 8 years old. Well, they go to their family, their friends. They laugh them out of their houses, so they turn to you. They turn to the internet because people will spend money on the internet for almost anything and for anyone. We have examples today of crazy Kickstarter campaigns that actually got funded. You're going to be quite surprised by some of these things. And then you're home. Are you home? Take a smell. A big smell. See? That's the smell that the entire world senses when they walk into your house and they first see you there. Is it a good smell? Is it a bad smell? Well, if it's offending in an olfactory way, we'll have some ideas how you can eradicate the problem. And then we'll have another edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed by the most expensive addictions that consumers face. Speaking of consumers and spending, for the past, I don't know, 40, 50 years, where in America have you gone to spend your money and buy things? The mall. Do you know that the American mall is pretty much dying away? Think about the mall in your town. A lot of them are just kind of withering on the vine. How many nail polishing parlors can you really have? How many dollar stores can you have in a mall? The mall used to be the place where everyone would get together. In the 70s, in the 80s, and even in the early part of the 90s, that's where the kids would go on the weekends and after school to hang out. What do they do now? They sit in their rooms and they play Grand Theft Auto 26. And they don't talk to anybody. They socialize by tweeting to each other. No, even to go to the mall just to get a slice of pizza, it doesn't happen. And then you had the Great Recession of 2009, so it was just another death knell for the American mall. There was a big sign recently that the mall itself is just fading away in our American culture. There's a mall outside of Cleveland called the Randall Park Mall, one of the biggest malls in America. Built in 1976, this huge, giant extravagance, well, it kind of started to saw better days. Then the recession hit in 2009, and that was pretty much it. And eventually, it was abandoned. And only a few mourners huddled in the pockmarked parking lot recently to watch when the wrecking equipment came in and chewed into the old department stores, namely Dillard's, the first day they took it down, stripping out the steel and sending dust into the cold air. There wasn't much left to grieve because the mall closed in 2009, but people say it was dying for almost a decade. David Smith, the mayor of the tiny village of North Randall, donned a baseball cap. He stood with his arms crossed over his chest as Dillard started to crumble. The fanfare, he said, will come after most of the mall is gone, when new property owners refashion the site as an industrial park. Now, think about what that does. In some of these suburban areas, the mall was always the social place. Where do you go to hang out now? Starbucks? I mean, where does it turn after this? There is a very interesting website. Go to deadmalls.com when you get a chance. I had a chance to do that last night. And there are pictures of malls. And when these malls close, I mean, it looks like a ghost town. It looks like everybody just ran out of the mall and never came back because they're intact. I mean, some of these stores still seem to have inventory on the shelves, and they were just left behind. And it makes you really worried for where this country is going economically. Is everything going to Amazon.com? Doesn't anybody go out to buy a shirt anywhere, anytime, for anyone? Or are we just slaves to our phones for our entertainment, for our shopping purposes, and we don't do anything else, and we don't talk to anybody? Talk to a teenager. Ask them when the last time they went to the mall. They're going to look at you like you're a nut. And that's the way it is, folks. There's a huge mall not far from where I live. It's called the Palisades Center Mall. And they've had problems keeping some of these stores rented. And what they've done in a mall very close to my house, the Menlo Park Mall, they've taken three stores and turned them into like one big clothing store. So Aeropostale, instead of one little store, is now like three or four stores. Victoria's Secret is now like six stores. How much underwear can you sell to merit having all that space? This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute is this.
Torrey, New Hampshire. I am a Sturgis virgin. Oh, yes. 3.5-day journey to get here. Been a fun ride. It was worth the ride.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Tori from New Hampshire was asked how South Dakota's Sturgis Rally stacks up against New York's Harley Rendezvous.
Bigger. The other bigger one we went to was Harley Rendezvous in New York through Mount Rushmore yesterday. We drove by more farm fields than you could fit in our state. For as far as the eye can see, we have too many mountains to see that far. It was pretty incredible, pretty awesome. We have farmland, but nothing like this. It's a long ride to get here, but if we could find others to ride with us and not ride alone, that would be cool too.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When's the best time to ask for a raise? I was surprised by the answer.
Me too. New research shows that if the head of your company is a man, you're likely to get a raise when his first daughter is born.
And female workers benefit more than the males. Women's pay rose over 1%, almost twice the rate as men's.
But you don't have to wait for a birth. Mark DiVincenzo, author of Buy Shoes on Wednesday and Tweet at 4 o'clock, says now is the time.
In the fall, companies are looking to save money. January brings the start of a new fiscal year and a fresh budget.
He says 16% of all promotions occur in January.
So now's the time to get yours so you can be a big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.